going to be a beautiful day. Larry Weber joins us on the phone this morning to talk about it. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, the last time we spoke, we were still in the wonderful month of April, and April came to an end on over the night of Sunday night going into Monday, and it didn't look like it, though, from the weather we had. Anyway, statistic-wise of April, you know, there. I don't know if there is such a thing as a normal April anymore, but if you look at statistics, we certainly were abnormal. The first half of the month was considerably warmer than the second half. And the first half, we had almost no precipitation, snow or rain, and it was very dry. I was concerned a lot about the vernal ponds and fires. And then in the second half, we got plenty of precipitation, enough to be more than normal. And the we got some snow, and the temperature was less than normal. So, like I say, I'm not sure if there is such a thing as a normal April anymore, but overall, the temperatures for the whole month was still above normal. May started off May 1 with some snow. You know, it's not unusual we get snow in May. We don't get it every year, but every few years we will get it. So, in some cases, it may be several inches. But this was an eye-opener, and certainly made us all take note. Now, there was plenty of precipitation in the last couple of weeks, but with the chill, that kept everything still pretty kind of slow and quiet. But now that it warmed up, starting on the 2nd, things really are happening fast. I was amazed. I went out to visit frog ponds on throughout the cool time, and most of the frogs were silent throughout. They were just waiting it out. In some cases, there was ice over the ponds. But I went out and on the evening of the 2nd, and there were all the frogs calling again, and they have been calling ever since. I heard them again this morning. So, yeah, they're really taking advantage of the milder weather right now. This is a very important time in their life. This is when the breeding takes place. If they don't have the proper conditions of enough water and a warm enough temperature, they can be pretty disastrous for them. So, but I think it's going to work out okay. Maybe a little bit later than normal, but it's going to work out okay. Other things of note, every day there is more opening up as far as the green on the leaves. I mentioned before how the woods greens from the bottom up. It's the shrubs and so forth that get their leaves first. Then we get the smaller trees. Elderberry has had leaves already for a while, but this past few days I've noticed the leaves of hazel and alder, and this morning the leaves of dogwood starting to open up. In addition to that, there is one that's a fairly large tree that is opening its leaves right now, and that is the quaking aspen. I was driving in Duluth this past week, and I noticed one patch there that had quaking aspen leaves were already turning green, and then during my walk this morning, I noticed the same thing out here. There's a lot of quaking aspen around, and when that starts turning green, suddenly the woods is going to take a different appearance. The last trees to turn green to open their leaves are the big ones. Things like oak and basswood and so forth, they are in no particular hurry to open their leaves, and they will often wait until June. So we'll see. We'll see it happening from here on. I've always referred to May as the greening month. There is a tremendous amount of more happening. This is migration time, and each day there are new migrants. We are fortunate in this part of the country to be able to see more than 24 kinds of warblers every spring if we choose to do so. It's a bit of a challenge to do so, but they do migrate through here. Many of them stay to nest. Others will keep on going. But so far, I've seen 3 kinds. In April, the only warbler that was around was the yellow rump warbler, and they got to be in some pretty big numbers. It was interesting to note that during the chilly spell, they went out, they went along the edge of a lake where the water was a little bit warmer temperature than the air. Insects were still active, and that's where they did their feeding. Well, since then, I've seen number 2, palm warbler, and number 3, a pine warbler. And these are all 3 warblers that winter in the southern states of the United States. They don't go all the way to Central America. Therefore, they're going to come back a little bit earlier. I expect, however, we will see in the next few days, we will see other ones as well. Other migrants, you mentioned seeing pelicans. For those who want to see the pelicans, they're still out along the St. Louis River. They congregate there and they rest before moving on. I don't think they do any nesting there, but they will rest for a while. We've got plenty of robins, flocks of blue jays coming through. Many many kinds of sparrows, kinglets, thrushes. The list goes on and on. And we will going to see more of these as we go through the next couple of weeks. Other things of note that are happening is in the world of the turtles. This is interesting. The water of the lake is still kind of chilly. So when we have a day like yesterday where we had sunlight in the morning up until maybe 2 o'clock or so in the afternoon, we had plenty of sunlight. I went down to the lake and the turtles were taking advantage of the sunlight and climbing up on the log, and I counted no less than 50 turtles on the same log. This is a phenomenon early in the season. As we get later into the season and the water warms up, they don't go to that basking as much. But in the world of turtles, basking is very important. Butterflies are starting to show up of different kinds. I mentioned before the butterflies that hibernate, they are out. Well, other ones are starting to show up as well. Dragonflies, the first dragonfly of the season, I've never had an exception, is always the green darner dragonfly. It is migratory, and the rest of the dragonflies have to go through the metamorphosis where they come out from the water, and that will happen in May, but usually later in May. Spider webs are showing up. I saw them again this morning. We've had fog the last two mornings, and that's always good for seeing spider webs. But the greatest thing, or one of the greatest things, happened in the month of May is the spring wildflowers, and every day there is something new. So far, I've seen hepatica, bloodroot, spring beauty, marsh marigold, wild ginger, purple violet, white violet. I've seen all those in bloom. And by taking another walk a little bit later today, I expect to add a few more to that list. Jay Cook State Park is a great place to go to see spring wildflowers if anybody wants to go to see them. And yes, they are out there, and they have to go. They have to grow very fast every day because they get the sunlight before the leaves are on the trees. And when the leaves get on the trees, their whole home gets shaded. So they got to take advantage of it when they can. And so they grow very fast. And so from now until about the 20th or a little bit after the 20th of May is a terrific time to go see various kinds of spring wildflowers. And I expect to see more over the weekend. So have a beautiful weekend, Lisa, and take care.
Larry, I've got one question for you.
Yes.
My experts, we have all put our heads together. None of us know the answer to this question. So we need to ask you, when and where do baby white pelicans begin to show up?
Well, I don't think you're going to see them here, but they nest in some very large colonies further to the north. Probably the best example is Lake of the Woods. So if you can go all the way up to Lake of the Woods, there are big colonies of them nesting up there.
Okay, and when do the babies begin to arrive? Because nobody I've talked to knows when baby pelicans show up.
You know, I can't tell you exactly, but I can approximate sometime in June to be by what I would expect. Baby pelicans are really interesting. In the world of baby animals, we always talk about how cute baby animals are. Well, there is an exception. In the world of birds, a lot of times babies are so hard to look at. You can hardly stand them. The expression is that only a mother could love them. That's the way it is with pelicans, with baby pelicans. So, yeah, they nest on the ground, and they nest in colonies. And like I said, I know Lake of the Woods has them.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a field trip might be in order, Larry.
Hey, very good. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, author, educator, and all-around great guy, and our host for Backyard Almanac right here every Friday on 103.3 KUMD.